Well, does Sammy have a family?
I do, yes. I have two daughters.
Well, what? How are you going to feel if one night your daughter comes in and says, Daddy, I've met somebody and I love them.
All right, but expect...
And I want to get married.
All right. I would expect...
Deborah, let's get an answer for you. You've got to let him answer.
I would expect my daughter, by the time they got to that stage, to anticipate what my answer was going to be in broad terms. And that would be to tell them, Grace, Hannah, I love you. And as you know, we've spent a lifetime together. And during that time, we've read through the scriptures. And the scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that those who defined themselves as homosexuals in Corinth were washed and were sanctified. And St. Paul tells us, such were some of you. And if you feel like that, my prayer is that you will experience the same change as the people in Corinth.
And will you not support them?
I will prayerfully support them. I will love them. And I will tell them you need to examine what St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6 about people who came and said exactly the same thing that you've just said.
And will you go to their wedding?
I would tell them to read 1 Corinthians 6 and...
No, you're not answering me.
Well,
Will you and your wife go to their wedding?
I have already said that I believe marriage is defined by Christ in Mark chapter 10, where Christ said God made them male and female, and that was marriage. Mm-hmm. So I don't accept... gay marriage is an oxymoron.
All right, so I take it from that you're saying you would not attend that wedding, Sammy.
I wouldn't regard it as a wedding.
All right, Deborah, thank you very much.
That's dreadful. That's dreadful for a man to say that he would not attend his daughter who he had brought up. Now, I've brought up three children, and my youngest boy is gay, and he went to San Francisco to get married. Unfortunately, my husband had a stroke 15 years ago, and I couldn't go with him. But we had a blessing, and we had a reception in Northern Ireland for him the following December. And I was just so proud. And it was such a beautiful wedding. Everybody was practically in tears at the service. So they were. And of my three children, I love them all equally. And I've always told them, no matter what it is, you come and talk to me or your father. And I will support you. I might not say it's right or it's wrong, but I will support you because a mother's love is undefinable. It's there, and it will always be there.
And would a father's love not warn his children against that which he believed would be wrong and would be damaging to them, not just in this life, but in the next?